Beer for Breakfast on Hot 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well,
I'm ready for you.
Let's do it, baby.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We have made it to another Friday.
Barely.
All I want to eat is
we did. The often imitated and never duplicated.
All I want is someone just to try to put
original Beer for Breakfast. Like 14 years running, we've been doing this a long time, but it's been a long week. We've worked a full week.
Exhausting.
I know. How do we do this? But it's always good to be able to celebrate a new weekend with friends and a nice beverage.
And this one is frothy.
This one is very frothy, and the beer that we are drinking today is the Pizza Port Brewing Ocean Air IPA. I'm a big fan of Pizza Port. Been a fan of theirs for many, many years. A fantastic brewery down in San Diego. And the Open Air IPA, it's a hazy IPA. It has 7% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a 16-ounce tall, very colorful. I love this just like peach and yellow.
The thing about Pizza Port, man, is like they have a vibe and they lean into it and they have it nailed. Like for like last time we were at their brewery, like just walking in, it had that same sort of feel to it. They do a really good job with their branding, whether you're actually at Pizza Port or if you're just looking at one of their cans. Like it's got a thing.
I love looking at their cans, Dave. Because
beautiful cans.
Beautiful and 16 ounces. Love the pint sized cans in there. This comes in a 4-pack, priced around $14-$15 for the 4-pack. So not cheap, but not overly expensive. I feel like the price point is right on.
So attractive that somebody actually stole two of them out of the work fridge.
They did.
They sure did.
I want to get to the bottom of that because, hey, man.
We're gonna beat you up.
I'm just going to tell you, this is good beer. Mm-hmm. Up front. Spoiler. It's good.
It's one of those things where whenever you see, and you know that I'm a sucker for branding, I love good marketing, I love a good can. So whenever I am going through a liquor store or a beer or wherever I'm going to buy it, and I see a nice can, I'm going to grab that can. And that's what somebody in our office did. They said, that's a nice can. Let me have it.
There's a lot of other beers in there that we've had from weeks past. But that was a straight up 4-pack that was unopened.
Nobody stole the beer that has our faces on it.
Yeah.
That's in that
Dave
fridge.
Mahoney beer in there, which is a great beer.
It really is.
But
a great beer.
Nobody wants to drink that anymore. The can, it just looks like Southern California.
It does.
Can.
The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. That's how we judge every beer that we drink here on the show. And the look, the Pizza Port Open Air Hazy IPA, it lives up to it in its name. I mean, it pours a hazy orangish yellow, decent amount of carbonation, about three fingers of very fluffy, cloud-like white head, lots of lacing down the side of the glass. Just looks very...
looks like fishnets.
It's not so thick that it looks like orange juice, but it is very hazy. It's like that, a little bit lighter, a little bit less orange, but I mean, just a good-looking beer.
It kept the head for a long time, too.
A lot of retention.
Yeah. The last couple of beers that we've had, the head has just dissipated, like, almost instantly.
Yeah, I like a lot. I like my head on my beer to last a long time. It just screams. It likes to take it slow.
Yeah.
It's caring. It cares about me.
It really loves you.
It's taking my feelings into consideration.
That's right. But you also pour your beer so aggressive because you like head.
Release that head.
Pour it to where usually about half the can is straight up head. Yes.
Two to three.
Dave, back me up. He overpours the head.
You're an aggressive pourer.
The perfect amount of head on a pour as a former bartender is 2 to 3 fingers. And if you look at that, that was 3 fingers of head. 3 fingers. Perfect.
3 fingers is a little bit much, but anyway, it's a good-looking beer, and let's get into it, shall we?
We are.
We got to smell it first.
Yeah, we are moving on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's take a big sniff of the Pizza Port Brewing Company's Open Air Hazy IPA.
Well, it doesn't smell like the ocean.
Well, it's not salty.
It's not salty.
It's not breathing salty. Modest
briny.
My style, no.
It does smell a lot like grapefruit citrus is what's smacking me in the face.
Not uncommon there. I mean, honestly, it's not a overly odoriferous nose. It doesn't smack you in the face. You're right. Light citrus in there and no alcohol. It just smells appealing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, you know, no shock there. Let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast
Thank God.
And take some big old drinks.
Some big
of this
old drinks.
Ocean Air IPA from Pizza Port. Cheers, friends. And you know what? Hey, I really am happy that we're just able to sit here and drink along with everybody another week that we are employed.
Man, I got to go to the OBGYN after this.
You do?
I do. This
well, have another drink.
I know. So you're like, how many fingers
all right,
are you like on your head, man? No, but yeah. So this is going to make it to where I'm going to be a little bit more relaxed.
That's good.
Is just
I think
atrocious.
You should bring this beer in with you and drink it in the whatever room you're going
to. Offer it
into.
To my doctor?
Yeah. No. No. Just for, all for yourself.
Just you're drink like, the
just
whole
get,
time.
Get to work down there. Make sure it's all buttoned up. I'm going to be having a cold
this
one.
This is like a what? Like get my tire
Friday.
Changed?
That's it. Exactly right.
See, my oil's changed. It's fine.
Give
me your thoughts, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, as far as an IPA, it's true to it. You do get a lot of the hops in there. I like that. It's not overly hoppy, though. It's not bitter or anything like that, but you do get that hop bite.
I mean, there's definitely a big hop blend here. I mean, or a nice hop blend here. The Citra, Eldorado, Strata, Mosaic, Waimea, and Idaho 7. So they used a wide variety of hops.
What did you just say?
I just listed the hops that are in this beer.
Okay. It sounded like a Schoolhouse Rock.
It did. but it's also very refreshing at the same time. So
very
you get
refreshing.
A lot of the hops in there, but at the same time, it's a beer that you could drink during the summertime. Not a bathing suit beer.
A little too heavy.
A little too heavy.
A little too heavy for
a
bathing
not,
suit beer,
this
for
is
sure.
We'll get to, it's medium.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, you could drink this, but I would say if I'm thinking very, very hot, if it's like 75 to 85, perfect.
Perfect.
Audrey, yep. Your thoughts on the beer. You are traditionally not an IPA lover.
I'm not, but you know I like the hazies. I like it yes. whenever there's citrus attached to any IPA because it removes a lot of that hop. Mm-hmm. This still has a lot of bite to it for me, but it's not in a negative way. I just think that
they're there.
Sometimes a little bit more citrus-forward beers come off as more bikini beers, a little bit more lighter, and like you said, this has a little bit more hops to it. It's more medium-bodied, so I would probably say that this is a good like afternoon lake beer grilling dogs like by like going to I don't know watch like a little league game type of beer.
If you're a drunk father like I am,
I know best.
I couldn't think
of anything else on the little league. Sorry.
And I think both of you kind of like hit it on the head there. I mean, Pizza Port traditionally, when they were first coming onto the national scene, known for their West Coast style IPAs.
Yep.
And even though this is a hazy or a New England style, that some people call it. This is kind of a West Coast hazy.
Yeah.
And I think that they put a nice spin on it so you do get that really the hops are there. It's not like if you absolutely hate hops, this is, you
it's
know,
not for you.
It's really not. But it's not overwhelming. I feel like again, the key to really good beers are nice balance, and this beer has a great balance. Still get that pine, still get some of that tingle on my tongue. Very juicy. But not overly juicy, where it feels pulpy. A little bit of tartness. The pineapple, I think, is very pronounced in this beer as well. And it comes through on the finish of it. The alcohol, absolutely non-existent. I mean, not no shock there.
What's the ABV on it?
7%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, if you're
a 7%er, you should be able to taste it almost. And for them to be able to mask it in a proper way to where you feel like you could drink one of these, which is a tall can, and not like it's not abrasive.
Right.
That's saying something.
Hazies, I mean, you can hide up to, I think, you know, probably 11% in there. But, I mean, this one, I mean, just it's just perfectly balanced. The mouthfeel, it's medium-bodied, juicy, it's refreshing. Overall, the drinkability, in my opinion, this is a fine crafted beverage. The team at Pizza Port always puts out quality product.
Yep.
I mean, I've never drank a bad Pizza Port beer
in my life.
And now
that I'm pretty much through this one, the thing that strikes me is that it's not heavy. Like
medium bodied. Yeah, but like one click under medium bodied. It's not light to medium, but just a hair under medium.
Gat in our chat said, Mahoney, can you stop yanking my chain and just pull the trigger on the rating?
I'm finishing it up. I think this is an absolute quality beverage. That really shines in a crowded world of hazy IPAs out there. There's a lot of hazies that taste the same, but I feel like the spin, this kind of West Coast feel hazy, really does it for me. So try it if you come across it. Can I get a drum roll, please?
There you go.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Skill Supremacy. I give the Pizza Port Brewing Ocean Air IPA a 4.25 out of 5.
Whoa.